That is a Heidelberg plotting press, built in the 1980s. It's a fine printing press that produces can produce any kind of work that you see here.
Now, this is Joyce and Peter Schultz, and we are at Spruce Point Studios, which is what we have dubbed our basement here. We have a whole paper arts and letterpress studio down here, a very fun place.
So we do a typesetting from lead type, the way it has been done years and years ago, and we do letterpress printing for fun, and we have actually geared our activities to teaching, sharing with interested parties throughout Alaska and from somewhere else the craft of letterpress printing. You see here is where Joyce creates all these beautiful little pieces of paper arts. Then we have a calligraphy station next to it.
And we also have been learning wood engraving.
Tell me about what paper arts is. When you say paper arts, what is that?
It's all making all kinds of stuff out of paper. I don't actually make the paper. What I do is the surface decoration, marbling, paste paper, which is sort of like finger paint for grown-ups. I mean, it's hard to believe that grown-ups can have this much fun, and I love teaching it because people, it really is like finger paint. You make this starch. It's like a pudding with nothing in it, and then you add paint to it, and you dampen the paper and spread it out, so that, and then you put the splash of stuff onto the paper, and anything you press into it or draw through it makes a pattern. Here's some examples.
A real 3D effect there.
Yeah, it really is. You can press two sheets together that have the thing, and you pull it apart, and you get this ferny stuff. You can.
It looks like a sort of a jungle almost, or
yeah.
Or
something.
Yeah.
You start with the white surface, and
you can
then
you
all
can
the
use combs and go on top of it, and you get this sort of like some satins have this, what's it called, moiré patterns, and there's just tons of ways and tools.
And this is a classic technique. I mean, this is not something just that you've made up. This is something that's been done for ages.
Bookbinders have been doing this for centuries.
All over the world, yeah.
This is a book press. So when I have something that I've glued up and it's wet, or a book that I'm making the spine to, you just nips it together. And it doesn't take very long. Then I take it out of here and dry it under weight so that the paper doesn't cockle and bend.
Well, let's take a look at the print studio.
Yeah, the other half of our basement here is our print studio. This is a very old engraving etching press. Etching press, it really is. It's about 150 years old, created by American Type Foundries. And this is a press that enables you to print etchings, monotypes. You can also use it as a letter press.
Show me a letter setup that you have over here. And these are made out of lead? These actual letters are lead?
Here you can see actually the...
All these drawers are full of type.
You can actually see here, Matt, here you actually have a case in which all the characters are in. This is an 18-point Gaudi modern antiquar type, and it is arranged in this case that those characters, those letters that are being used most often are closest to your hand, and those that you use very seldomly are far away, because in the old days, speed was of the essence.
When Peter qualified to be a master, that meaning that he can teach apprentices this whole thing, they have this special celebration in Germany where he was dubbed or baptized as a master printer, and they wear these costumes like Gutenberg wore, and they get baptized in a tub of beer, and it's quite the celebration.
Well, I guess if it's in Germany, that makes sense, about the beer, I'm sure.
Once a typeset form, of course, has been locked up into a chase like this and put it into the printing press here.
It's called a what?
This is a chase.
Chase, okay.
Chase, and we lock up the form inside the chase that enables us to actually bring it and affix it inside the press. This is the ink roller, and the entire train here, of course, carries the ink. And as you will see, these two form rollers here will come up to the ink roller, lick the ink off that ink roller, and then come down, ink the form, get out of the way, so that the paper can be printed and delivered into the delivery.
It's just like a copy machine.
I show you, yeah.
Not exactly.
The blank paper is here, and it prints there and delivers here, as you can see.
For the average hobbyist who couldn't afford any of this stuff, can they still do printing and still do paperwork on a fairly limited budget? Are there machines and things they can get that they can, if they want to get into it?
Yes. The very simplest is the palm of your hand that can apply pressure to something to create an impression. The back of a spoon. A very simple piece of equipment.
It's astounding what people can do with very simple equipment.
Yes. But here in Petersburg, Matt, the nice thing is this is available. And if there are interested people out there, they can come. They are invited to get to know about this, to learn about this, and to practice their hobby. You know, they can do this, and that's what we want to share.